I just did what I had to do. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks, aged 42, boarded a bus in downtown Montgomery, Alabama, to go home, weary after a full day's work. At that time, buses in the American South were segregated. The seats at the front of the bus were reserved for white people. Black people had to sit at the rear of the bus, behind a sign saying colored. This sign was movable, so it could be adjusted to how many passengers of each color there were on the bus. Rosa took a seat just behind the sign marking the colored section. As more white passengers got on the bus, the white section filled up. And finally, there was one white man who couldn't get a seat. The bus driver then decided to move the colored sign back a row and told Rosa Parks to give up her seat. This meant that Rosa would have to stand, since there were no seats left in the colored section either. Rosa Parks refused to move, and the bus driver called the police. Rosa was arrested and sent to jail. This was the spark that set off the civil rights movement. Black civil rights activists in Montgomery had been looking for a suitable test case to challenge the racist segregation laws of the southern states. The image of a well-mannered, soft-spoken, 42-year-old black seamstress who was arrested for not giving up her seat on the bus to a white man became that case. Rosa Parks was fined $10 plus costs. She refused to pay and lost her job. The black people of Montgomery decided to boycott the buses. A 26-year-old pastor, Martin Luther King, was appointed leader of the boycott. The Ku Klux Klan threatened to kill Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but this only made the black people more united. Despite the threats and attacks, the boycott of the buses continued, until finally, one year later, December 20th, 1956, the federal court declared segregation on buses illegal. In Montgomery, the racial situation hardened even more after the federal court's ruling, and there were incidents where white snipers shot at black people on the buses. However, the outcome of the case in the federal court earned Rosa Parks the epithet "the mother of the civil rights movement" for her refusal to yield her seat that December day. It also made Martin Luther King famous as the spokesman for the civil rights movement. King went on to lead massive civil rights demonstrations in Birmingham and Selma, Alabama. Now many white students joined the protests, and all forms of segregation were finally declared illegal in 1965. Who was, then, this mother of the civil rights movement? Rosa was born in Montgomery in 1913. Her father was a carpenter and her mother a teacher. Rosa studied stenography and typing. But in Montgomery, she couldn't get a job as a stenographer because she was black, so she had to work as a seamstress. Rosa was involved in civil rights issues, but she had not planned her bus ride as a protest.
I did not get on that bus to get arrested. I got on the bus to get home.
But when she was told to rise so that a white man could sit, she felt she had the right to be treated as any other passenger, and refused.
We had endured that kind of treatment for too long, she said later. And I was thinking that the only way to let them know I felt I was being mistreated was to do just what I did.
Time magazine has listed Rosa Parks as one of the 100 most important people in the history of the United States. In 1999, President Clinton awarded her the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor, which is the highest award that the U.S. government can bestow. Rosa Parks died in 2005, aged 92.